1, 2.
What day is today? December 15th. One guy got scared. Drew Ferguson got scared about the future. But Rebecca Orens thought it was fine. Who's in your, is Rebecca in your class, Mark?
I don't know.
Who's in your class with you?
Yeah, I don't remember in my class.
Is Rebecca in your class?
Uh-huh.
Lori Wilson? Scott Henderson?
Mm-hmm.
All in the faculty.
Mark McCormick?
Mm-hmm. Miss Bell?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Morning. Keep going. You can let me hear that handy. Haven't got time.
What more is this thing, Mark? What'd they do?
MC instead of MAC. Pretty good. One more minute, Biden. You don't have your shoes on. I can't believe this.
Sometime during the, about the 1st of December or the very end of November, I was driving along with Ross in the car and Mark, and he suddenly saw a sign on the side of the road, one of the signs where the, it's sort of like a yield sign where the arrow comes in from the right, or a line comes in from the right and joins with the left-hand line. Anyway, he said, a tributary road. See that sign? This little road goes into this big road, so it's kind of like a tributary. And the explanation for this is that he has been studying tributary rivers in his social studies class. Oh, Amazon. To the Amazon?
Yeah.
Tributaries to the Amazon.
One, two. Okay. We're now listen, let's not just talk about that stuff. Let's talk about people's ideas. Let's talk about what kind of ideas people have when they're in third and second grade.
Mark? Ross?
Mark?
Ross loves. Ross loves Barry, Stephanie, and Holly.
Mark,
Okay.
Okay.
Very much, lovers. Now,
okay.
Ross, after you're finished, now that you've finished threatening your little brother,
yeah.
I want to hear, what is it like being... Yeah. I want to hear, Ross, what is it like being a fourth grader? What are the things that happen?
Well, you're stupid. You've got a stupid little brother.
And you have...
Psych.
You're not really answering my question very well.
And when you're a little brother, you have a stupid big brother.
Could you ask the question, please?
You have to do multiplication in your fourth and division in your fourth month. And it's boring. Yeah.
Is that true?
Yes.
Long division?
Uh-huh.
Just simple division.
Right.
You know what's the hardest thing in arithmetic?
Yep. Long division.
Yeah. Have you started on it yet?
In third grade. Mm-hmm.
How come you don't have to do it now?
I don't know. Review. We're still reviewing everything.
Boy, they sure do take a long time, don't they?
Yep.
Are you getting bored?
I don't know.
That's why they have GATE. And if you get bored, you can always do something fun in GATE.
Because I know about the stuff I teach.
Do you think GATE helps you?
I don't know.
How do you feel about GATE, Mark?
I like it because I get to make a robot.
I like it. Sort of. Some parts I hate, some parts I
you
like.
You wish they teach you harder math than GATE?
I wish they teach me math. I love math.
Mark's good at math.
I hate.
You serious? Why?
I hate.
Well, when it was in the low numbers, I liked.
I thought only girls hated math.
How do you do that?
Oh, you mean the Hulk Hogan stuff?
Mm-hmm. Ew, you kidding.
That's a Hulk Hogan.
How do you do that?
No, never mind.
Try again.
No, now I want to ask you about fourth grade.
Try again.
It's just muscles. It's just muscles. Just move your muscles. Look at your arms. You can move your arm muscles. You don't have any muscles here. That's your problem. That's why you can't do it.
Are the girl muscles in there?
What?
When they grow up, will we get them?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, these muscles, these lift over your head and things and stuff.
Whoa, big one.
See?
Are you like, where are you?
Yeah, I'm tiny. I'm not really pumping it up.
But, Mark Taylor just goes like, and he doesn't,
he thinks he's so neat, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Weird.
He goes to sleep with it.
Does he have any muscles?
Big one.
Yeah? Probably mostly fat.
I have one about that big.
What are things, what do kids mostly think about in fourth grade?
Who can beat up who in boxing matches?
Okay. Yep.
What do people think about in second grade more?
Mostly they
and
think...
And how much companionship...
Shut up, Rock. Shush, Ross! It's like, some people think, well, this is boring.
Yeah.
Some people think, wow, this is great.
Right.
Some people think that, like, they think like, oh, I wish I could go somewhere like Kennywood or something instead.
Yeah,
I mean,
they just
want to
get out of school. Yeah, right. They just want to get out of school so they don't have to do any work.
Right.
Well, who are the kids that get the good grades in your class?
Me.
I knew it.
What's his name? Lewis. What's his name? Nathan.
Mm-hmm.
Ben.
What's Nathan?
Well, he does get pretty much good grades.
Whoa.
Ben.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
She's a girl.
Mm-hmm.
But Jenny isn't that good.
Doesn't Nathan like Aaron?
Yeah.
On the bus last year, he called her Bonnie.
Do any of the kids worry about anything? In second grade, do any of the kids worry about anything? Are there things they're afraid of?
The third graders.
Are they? Do you worry about anything when you're in school, Mark?
Well,
I know they were afraid of
us. Let me find out.
Well, I worry about... if there's going to be a fire.
Yeah, that's good.
If I get X on my, on my paper. Mm-hmm. And if we have to go to someplace boring like art, I hate art.
Cool. Did you have the same art teacher Ross did?
Yep.
What's her name?
Is she young?
Yeah.
I hate her, man. She's mean.
The one with the big mouth.
Yeah, same one.
The one is chubby.
What's her name?
The one is little.
You tried to forget her name.
No. I had it a couple times. I don't like her.
No.
I like the other one.
No, she's kind of pretty, not really. Sabika was in the middle of class.
And what happened to him? You have a trouble?
No, she's like, thank you.
Sabika, that's really something. Well, Mark, so art is a bummer.
You mean, did I have that one? With the hair, with the yellow hair, kind of. Yeah, I had her. I had both.
I want to ask Mark a question. What do you do out on the playground, Mark? You know, when Ross was in second grade, he used to get in fights. Do you get in fights?
We made this gang, and we're against the girls.
Mm-hmm. And that's exciting, isn't it?
Oh, we fought.
One girl was here, one girl was right here. They were
tugging
on me, and I kicked one in the nuts.
They don't have
Yeah, well, I kicked her in the...
In the tub.
In the
middle.
Yeah.
That's not nice, Mark.
Well, I had to get them away from me.
Did you hurt?
Dad.
They're like this.
Did you hurt her?
Oh, I know what I did in third grade.
Not that much.
Wait a second, Mark.
She just went like this.
Now, Mark, has anyone ever beat up on you? Do you have any big bullies who beat up on you?
No.
You sure?
Yeah.
So you're a pretty happy little boy, aren't you? Mm-hmm. Now, when Ross was in third grade, he was getting in trouble left and right.
It was pretty
grim, wasn't it? It was like...
Blood everywhere.
Yeah, it was
no,
like...
No, I'm serious.
World War. You know?
I'm serious.
I know.
We were playing kickball out there, and we come in, and Mrs. Fong goes, no, Mr. Kuznicki says to the principal, they were having World War III out there.
Now, how come your class was so much worse than Marky's? Marky's guys are all a bunch of good little boys, aren't they? Pretty much, aren't they?
Well,
Michael, he's a good kid in kickball. Yeah. He's a good kicker. He can kick it up to the ceiling.
Really?
That's not good. Well, to know.
Yeah, but sometimes, most of the times, he doesn't kick it to the ceiling, and he gets it pretty over their heads.
I can't.
And he doesn't get it out. Once he got a home run, without like this, 1, 2, 3, go.
One time I go.
Make a home run, Ross?
recording down here in the evening of the 17th, and now I'm going upstairs and we're going to see what they have to say. They're about to go to bed the evening of the 17th of December. One, two. I'm
invited. What are you guys doing down here? You had strict instructions to go up to bed. Marky, take that pad of paper and put it back where you got it. Thank you.
I was showing him.
You have instructions to bring my Time magazine up so I can.
I was showing him what Rose 3 was like.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Now, okay. Please take it and put it back. This way, Mark. It didn't come from there. Mark, it came from out here. Mark. Where you got it from? Thank you very much. Take your shirt that you had on. Take it back up to your room. Go up to your room. Good little boy.
I know you beat them in the championship.
Yay.
This was your big day, right? Okay, now you guys want to go to Rack's first or to Conley's first?
Rack's.
How about you, Mark? You want to go to
Conley's
first, Mark?
Yeah.
Conley. How about Conley's
farther away?
Yeah.
And let's get that over with.
Okay, get that over with. You know, on the birthday party, we could all.
I'm pretty hungry.
On the birthday party, we could eat at Rack's and then go to Conley's.
Yeah. I'll eat at Conley's.
Eat at Conley's and then go, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we're going to have to make sure that this is okay, that they'll really let you do this, too.
Well, first, Sam's going to have
his. Is there?
Uh-huh. He was.
He was going to, yeah. But it didn't work out, huh?
I think this time because there's, come on, Bert, and he invited you to his party.
Oh, and he wasn't, and then,
he did, and he said
maybe he never invited you.
He never did,
he just chickened out.
Did he invite me?
No, because you didn't invite him to your party. We're not going to be together again until you get to high school.
Now.
What's that?
Oh, good. 4 years
until you're in 4 years, no, 4 years not until Mark, no, 6 years until you're with Mark. Because he'll, when you're in eighth, he'll still be back in sixth.
I was
unless maybe we take you to a private school. We'll take you to a private school.
Why don't you skip Mark's
and I was closer. I was
you
the best.
Skip Mark's
the
best.
Yeah, you were close.
What do you mean?
In guessing how far it
was. Dad, I was closer. I was
no.
closer. I was best.
You were the best.
Oh, yeah. They were the best in kickball.
Sure, they were the best.
Yeah, them at kickball.
The McQuinney kids are always the best.
Yeah, but that's the best as my kickball tournament, championship.
Right.
Dinner.
Plus, right.
Plus, dinner. Plus.
Now. Anything on their hot dog? You need any mustard or anything like that?
Oh, it goes here. Let's see.
Is there any?
The surprise is the food. I know, that's true. And you can. Hey, that's the meat. That's neat.
Mm-hmm. And fries are still coming. Fries are still
coming. Wait, maybe fries go in there.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they do.
That's right.
Wait, oh, yeah, they do. What size? Oh, so this goes in here.
Right in the middle. Yeah.
wrong with that poor little boy? Anybody find out what's wrong with that little boy?
This is a perfectly good place.
No.
Where is he lying?
Oh, I know what's wrong.
What?
I'm out of home. No, that's another Uncle Allen.
Oh,
you just drink it straight out of there, right?
Oh, God. Yeah, you just drink it. No, you just.
That way it doesn't spill.
It says, you got Fearless Frog. I got Hooter the Owl. What's a Hooter?
Hooter?
Yeah. Oh, I got Hooter the Owl.
Mm-hmm.
No more.
Bring me one, too.
They don't fit in here.
Just in case, just in case.
Motor.
They have a little. I'm just telling you, typically,
battery,
there's
battery,
racks meals come in little cars
battery.
Now. And the boys put Honey, all their food
the
up on the cars, though. Cookies, a spare tire, ammo. That's the right.
No.
He's
gonna dump the super sultan. No, on my super windshield wipers now. And I just got him cleaned up.
Well, let me ask you a question. Do you think that we've been good to you in this family?
Uh-huh.
Do you have a good deal?
Uh-huh.
How come?
Uh-huh.
How come you think? How come? Why do you think so?
Because of huh?
You have to eat. Some kids starve. I'm sure that's the reason. Is that it?
Because we're buying toy for us.
Last 8 years, have you been a good deal or?
Good.
Okay, how about you?
Well, a couple years I missed.
It's still didn't spend here.
What about the other years?
When you were a little bit late?
Yeah.
You had a great time.
Yeah, but wait.
Did you block it?
I didn't have 8 years. Just
seven.
Yet.
Seven.
Not yet.
I've had 9 years.
So I have gotten pretty much good years.
How many more years do you like to have good before you have some bad years?
1,000.
Smart.
Until I die.
And then all the bad years will come.
Well, then that means you'll have to go
to that bad place?
To that fiery
place. Do you know about the fiery place? The bad people?
Are you sure I'm going to go down there?
I'm sure you're not. Why are you here?
Why?
Because there's no place like that. You know why we know that there's no place?
Because people have dug down.
Right.
And
geologists. Geologists are going down there.
Yeah, maybe it's
yeah,
only
the core of the earth is real hot, right?
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm.
That's it.
There must
it's
be,
so hot.
It must be when you die, you turn into a freezing cold person, and when you get down there, it's just like you're in a... You're all warm you're all warm around. You're not burning hot. You're like so hot that you're going to dissolve into nothing.
Right.
Maybe that's something.
So if you don't go to the fiery place,
and
where,
if you're
lost,
and you can't tell the other people that you can't tell the other people that are still living.
Yes.
That it's fiery down there, and only...
I don't see how you can go to heaven, but there's no missiles up there when you're fine. Lots of you go to heaven.
Well, then people must be invisible.
Have you seen every area?
They must be invisible.
Must be invisible? All the angels are invisible?
Yeah, I know. They must be invisible.
When you send things up there,
Yeah, that might be.
Bible that, that the angels live up in the heavens?
Yep. Where they live.
Doesn't say where God lives. It doesn't say in the Bible he lives on the clouds.
He lives everywhere.
Right. That's what they say. God is everywhere. Yeah. You believe that?
But the angels live in the clouds. Cause, but the angels live in
God
the clouds.
He could look like a little mouse if you want.
He could look like
maybe gray guy.
He could look like my English accent.
Oh, I hope not.
He can look like a gray.
A gray? Mm-hmm. But he could if he wanted to, right? Because that's one of his things, is he's all powerful, right?
What does fearless mean? Without fear, you're not like,
right.
You're like, I'm
going to
beat you up. If Dracula comes to you, you go,
I'm going to beat you up.
Then he's like, go ahead. And you'd start fighting with him.
Mm-hmm. Real macho stuff.
Dracula.
Is there any difference between being macho and being brave?
Yeah.
What's the difference?
Macho
thinks they're so neat, but they may not be. Right.
But they're really dorks.
They're dorks.
The bravest might
mean you really are brave.
When you jump off a cliff.
Yeah, or you know, whatever brave
that's
thing.
Stupid.
That's stupid. That's not brave. That is stupid.
When you do a split and you stand on your head for 20 minutes.
That's just cool. Or exercising.
Yeah. Going down in the scoop
down the chute and walking. That's pretty brave. Yeah, that would be, I know it would be really brave.
Staying underwater for a half an hour.
I know it would be brave.
What?
Hanging on the outside of an airplane.
To
catch criminals.
Oh, God.
Or?
What Houdini did.
Trying to rescue people from jails where they're being held against their will for by bad people.
Now let me tell you one thing.
Rescue people from the Nazis.
No,
Nazis.
Yeah, like Houdini.
Yeah, he's very brave man. He was also very, very clever. You
know, there's one bad thing. Yeah, there's one from who?
Get out faster.
Got killed from who?
Houdini.
He drowned.
He drowned. He had these. What happened? Did he forget the key, or what happened to him?
He couldn't get out of his chains.
He couldn't get out of his chains fast enough. He just died. That's right. Houdini used to lock himself with 50 million locks.
How do you do it?
All down. He was just fast and incredible. He was a wizard. He had all sorts of tricks, but he was just a super nimble. You know what nimble means? Like Jack be nimble. You know, Jack, be quick. It's like being nimble, being quick.
Oh.
Your fingers are really nimble. They go.
And they can't even get down there.
You can't even get down there?
I'm trying to, but before
bubbling. No, bubbling up. You just squeeze it and it'll bubble up. And then, no, don't.
It doesn't.
Last bite of this, and then Daddy will help you out of that. One big bite. Last big bite. No bigger.
Not very much.
I can try it for you, Mark. You like to try it, but... You can try it, huh?
I'm taking a look at you.
No, you.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Can you take the heart for this?
Sure.
What? I want to keep the car. I want to keep this in the car.
But not all the junk, right?
Mm-hmm. And look, instead of keeping it over there, we can make it like this.
Can you make a little more shot of your French fry, Russ? Good, Mark. You have a pretty bottomless pit there, don't you? That old stomach is a bottom. You don't need to be a bottomless pit. Put food in, it just keeps on going down and down. Bottomless pit. You must have a hole in your foot. You have a hole in your foot?
All the food goes down.
Keeps on filling them up and filling them up, and everything keeps on going down.
They never get stuck. He always eats. That's what people who eat a lot do. They have a little hole in their foot.
No, they don't have a hole in their foot. And it keeps on stuffing it bigger and bigger and bigger.
It's almost just all gone.
Okay.
And when you go to the bathroom, it goes.
What's that look? Yeah, right. You want glasses? They kind of look cool, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
I'll probably get them shaded. I'm glad I didn't get glasses when I'm this age.
No, when you get to be five, in fifth grade.
You look stupid when you're this age and you get them.
Yeah, it does. It's true because you're too little for them, and they put these big glasses on you.
But there's one kid that doesn't look stupid with glasses.
Who's that?
Roy.
Well,
he's had
him. He's had him for a long time. He's used
to. What's he look like? He has, hair like me, what is it called? Yellow hair. Blonde. Yeah, whatever. Yeah, blonde.
Marky, when you have trouble with your eyes, just try to use your eyes. Make sure you use your eyes and keep your muscles moving, okay? Because if you learn how to use your eyes, you might not have to get bad eyes. What's that? You know what I mean? If you might keep your eyes moving, don't let them get lazy.
I use them all the time.
Yeah, keep your eyes moving sharp and fast. Don't let them get lazy. It's like having lazy muscles. And if you let them get lazy, then you'll need glasses. If you keep them sharp and fast, then you might be able to get by without glasses. It's hard to do. Called eye exercises. Try to do eye exercises. Okay, here we go. Now we're gonna. What are we gonna get in the fifth, Doug?
Car session.
Okay. Okay, this is Christmas Day, and we're opening presents. There, we just finished assembling G.I. Joe battle station.
So far, I've gotten two presents, and they're real neat. And I don't know.
That's Eric's voice.
Well,
let's see. Maybe there is some Santa. Just figure they're from Santa. But sometimes Santa throws in extra things.
That's true.
And he never signs them.
Right.
Like this one.
Now I'm too cold.
Here. Carol?
Yeah.
Just leave it on.
I'll leave it. I'm
going to
put my desk.
Or do you
want to
wait?
Ew, solo flight.
You think you better save
it. Look what I got. Solo flight.
Solo flight. Fantastic.
Yeah. I haven't found any to me.
Oh, hey, there's you.
I better
find it.
Do I know I have my jacket?
Yeah. I put it on.
Oh, you did.
Thank you, Mark, thank you. Mark, thank you. Now let's see what this is.
You're on the floor.
Brian, is this one got?
That's garbage.
It just can't be.
Oh, no.
Thank you for the bat. Yeah. He got me a bat.
It really is. It really
Mark
is.
Got
okay,
me a bat.
Okay.
Whoa.
I'm convinced it's garbage. You lost it.
You
have
some garbage
here? Well, no, it is. Yeah.
Is this together then?
Yeah.
Wow. I'm impressed. He gave me a burger. Oh, did he give
me? Hey, Eric, there's millions of things for you, Eric.
He gave me another pack of lifesavers.
There's a million of things for you.
You gave me a pack of lifesavers. Now I have two packs of lifesavers.
Incredible.
I have two books of lifesavers.
You're going to get very smart reading all those lifesavers.
This is both of us, Mom.
Eric, there's a million presents for you that you haven't opened.
Santa. Here, wait. That one of the scissors. Thanks.
Right there.
Did you get a new one? Like, why did he get it? Because he gave me
one. One, two, three.
Oh, those garbage
testing.
Oh.
Testing, one, two.
To me from Santa.
Okay, right there.
This?
We won't throw up the two boxes in the corner.
Boy, I wish. This one will be for later, what? So I could have a little book. Wait, let me see.
I'm going to drink. Then I feel.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Probably that's such a great idea.
Whoa! Oh, what?
That's another one was bad. Oh, yes, I know. Oh. Invisible Wings, Jamie, please.
Oh, those are for Ross and Mark, I think.
You see?
Yeah.
From Santa.
Right, that one.
No, they're not from Santa.
No, they're from the parents. Those are from the parents.
No, they're not.
Where are they from?
Louise.
Oh, they're from Louise. That's where they're from, right. They're from Aunt Louise. Mary, here's a box. You're just putting a box with someone? You know what they are?
Yeah, sleeping bags.
Open them up.
They're down sleeping bags, guys.
Open them up, silly boy. Open them up and see what they're like.
Thank you.
Oh, what did you get? Oh, this is for your motive. And that's just a regular
ninja.
Game. That's just a regular game.
No, because I'm ninja.
Okay, but don't open them up yet. We've got to look at all our He-Man before we open any other.
This is yours.
Okay, don't open
this
anyone yet. Song.
This is yours.
Mm.
Mom, thank you.
Eric,
thank
you're not
you,
opening
Mom.
Enough presents.
Mom, thank you very much. Mom, thanks. Mom, thank you. Thank you, Mom.
Well,
you can
take
me to come here. Wow, Garfield calendar.
But you don't need it now. You got
yeah,
the other
but
thing.
I like it. I want it.
Okay. It's a beautiful
thank
calendar.
You, Mom. Thank you. Oh,
thank you.
Come on,
1987.
I'm bringing it off.
To Mom from Dad. But I'm getting one open from Mark.
Is that Mark?
Mark got that for me.
Mark, you really
Mark
did
here.
You? You're great, Mark.
The other
where did you get it, Mark? Hey, Mark, where did you get it? Oh, what's this?
Did you notice
an auto visor kit. Oh, thanks.
This is cool.
That was
okay, that will tell you all the.
My auto visor. Put all my things in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that an idea book?
Yeah, that's
thank
a good
you. Thank you for the erasure.
That's some great fuzz.
Great guy.
Uh-huh. It's all about his friends. See? He wants to learn all
hey,
about
look.
Animals.
My cat sent me a book about his friends.
Animals.
He definitely has lots of friends.
Eric, you're not opening up.
Dad, who's this to?
Okay.
Dad, who is this to?
Here's another one.
Dad, who's this to?
Let's see, that's to everyone. That's to all the McQueenies.
Okay.
From Mark and Nancy. You can
yeah.
open it.
Okay.
I'll open this one, another one, Eric.
Hey, Mark, I love it.
You will.
It goes just with my chicken claw.
Mark, I got it.
Look what we got.
I got some too. Oh, I knew about yours. I sure didn't know about mine.
More Eric stuff.
Yes.
More Eric stuff.
I don't know where these go.
Oh, Ross, you got a pile over here. You're not ever any good stuff. Right. Ross.
Thank you, Mommy.
It's more.